702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Time now for news from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, watching the visuals on television, these Brazilian floods, the scenes are terrible.
Aren't they? Yeah, the picture's awful. And this has been going on for several days now. People in southern Brazil badly affected. 1.4 million people flooded and overflowing rivers. 150,000 people homeless, 95 people dead, 130 are missing. And after days of torrential rain, the floodwaters are slow to subside. They've had a better day or two. In some towns, the water, though, is up to the first floor. The airport at Porto Alegre is knee-deep in sludge. It's obviously, with flooding, it's not just water, it's what it carries with it. Unprecedented devastation, and officials are calling it the worst natural calamity ever to have hit the state of Rio Grande do Sul. And the aid and rescue teams are being hampered by criminal gangs who are stealing boats and jet skis and looting stores. That doesn't help. Plus, almost inevitably, Bongani, I say this, torrential rain is forecast. So potentially more flooding on top of the flooding. Potential rain forecast for the next 5 days. It could get even worse.
Adam Gilchrist, your next story gives new meaning to the expression top dog. The world's gone barking mad.
It looks like it. Yes. A new airline announced it will take off next month. Bark Airlines, not for tree lovers or lovers of the classical air on a G-string, but yeah, dogs. Owners get to fly alongside their dogs. There are special treats. I think it's for dogs and humans. I could be wrong. Tailored seats for two-legged and four-legged creatures, although I think that just involves a cushion. Licensed to roam about mid-air. High-end concierges look after you and your pooch at either end of the flight. Never more than 10 dogs at a time. By the way, it is dogs, yes, children, no. Apparently, they can work out how to deal with dogs, but not kids. Bark Airlines, so far, is only operating from London to New York and then New York to Los Angeles. It will cost you, though, $8,000 one way, 150,000 rand. Pause for thought, I would say on that.
I think I've let sleeping dogs lie. Adam, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.